The lobbying reforms unveiled by both Democrats and Republicans this week were announced with great hoopla, but they offer little hope for real change in Washington's political money game. An increase from 1 year to two in the time lawmakers turned lobbyists are barred from directly contacting their former colleagues isn't particularly meaningful. After all, from the moment those lawmakers land on K Street here in Washington, they will still be able to tell others in their firms which congressperson is key to moving their bill along or which senator needs attention. As for limiting the value of meals offered by lobbyists, even in this cynical era, is it really likely that lawmakers are exchanging their votes for a thick T-bone? Banning lawmakers from accepting privately funded travel has more potential value. When lobbyists pay for a trip, it allows them precious face time with lawmakers, which is far more valuable than the price of a chartered jet. They can then make the case for eliminating an irritating regulation or advancing a bill that favors one company or industry. But the travel ban doesn't include travel to fundraisers. So a senator could still fly free on someone else's dime to his own fundraiser and then spend a weekend, say, at a ski resort, shushing the deep powder with generous lobbyists, getting to know them and their concerns over drinks next to the lodge fireplace. Republican Senator Conrad Burns of Montana is having just this kind of fundraiser at the private Yellowstone Club in Montana in March. The invitation sent to lobbyists says the cost is $4,000 for PACs and $2,000 for individuals. Both Republicans and Democrats do this kind of thing, but this is the same Senator Burns who received nearly $150,000 from the disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff and Mr. Abramoff's clients over the past 5 years. Mr. Burns admits helping one of those clients, a rich Indian tribe, get $3 million in federal funds for a school. It all begs the question, is there any campaign contribution given or accepted without the expectation of something in return? And it suggests that, short of public financing of congressional campaigns, the odor of influence buying will continue to linger in American politics.
On the Texas cottage,
shaloo-ba-oot, spill-ya-doot, doot-loo-bee-bop.
Oh, me, hey, Pete, let's eat.
Shop-and-bloot-and-spleek-a-dwee.
Oh, me, hey, Pete, let's eat.
Shop-and-a-bit-a-spill-a-doot-a-spill-a-doot-a-spill-a-doot.
Cause the state from the Texas cottage, sweet.